Hey there! It is September the 17th, and it's actually that time of year where I gotta smog my car and register it. And, you know, every time it's that time of the year to smog and register or just register, I'm just dumbfounded by the cost of registration. Yes, I live in California. When I first bought my car 20 years ago, off the lot, it was $105 to register the car. And as we all know, one of the things we all look forward to after purchasing a car is knowing that each year that we own that car, the cost of registration will go down. Well, apparently things have changed, and it doesn't go down. It goes up every year now. But it used to be it went down. Seriously, if your registration was $105, which is what mine was, upon buying it brand new, you know, the following year it would be $95. And then the another year it would be $90. You know, each year it went down a few dollars. So currently, here we are in 2019. And yeah, I've had my car 20 years now. And it is now $168 to register the car. $168. It's a 20-year-old car. The Blue Book on it's probably like $1,200 at this point. Not much. And, you know, I'm paying $700 for car insurance a year on this car. So half of what the Blue Book is. You know, but I went to smog it. And needless to say, I learned something new. So I learned something new when I went to go get my car smogged this year. Oh my gosh. Well, a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, I had to buy a battery for my car. And, well, you know, you buy the battery because you got to buy the battery. And I had it installed. And apparently, unbeknownst to me, I don't know if anybody knew this or, you know, I'm just stupid or just not aware of how things work these days. But my car apparently cannot pass smog now because I got a new battery a month or so ago, whatever. I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, everything passed, but your oxygen sensor is not ready to be read. It needs to be reset. It appears you got a new battery. I'm like, I did get a new battery, but what's that got to do with my oxygen sensor? And he says, well, now you got to drive it for about 5,000 miles for it to reset. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't even drive 2,000 miles a year. I mean, seriously. He goes, well, you know, you can take it on the freeway and run back and forth for a few hours, and maybe that'll reset it. I'm like, what? So I ran over to AAA because, you know, they're the ones who sold me my battery. And I said, nobody told me upon purchasing a battery that I can't pass a smog test because I purchased a battery. I mean, is that like normal? Is that what really happens now when you purchase a battery? And they're like, well, yeah, technically, if you're going to do a smog test, you should do it before you switch out your battery because it apparently... the oxygen sensor, yeah, everybody's saying the same thing. It needs to be reset, and it can only be reset by driving the car for hundreds of miles. I'm like, that's crazy. You know, so I'm supposed to go put all the emissions into the air. The whole purpose of the smog test that we pass is to show we're not putting emissions into the air. And I'm supposed to go put a bunch of emissions into the air in order to pass the smog test. That just seems kind of weird. So, yeah, I learned something new. Apparently, if you're listening to this, if you're going to get a new battery, it's to your advantage to do the smog test before you get the new battery. Because after you get the new battery, you're going to have to somehow reset that oxygen sensor so that you can pass a smog test. So at this point in time, I can't register my car because I can't pass a smog test. And I have to do a bunch of driving in order to be able to reset the oxygen sensor. I will be right back. Hang on. Okay, yeah, I'm back. I'm just still just, I just can't get over the fact that at this point in time in life, when it comes to register your car, you know, it's bad enough you got to smog it. And so that's another $50, okay? So 168 plus 50, okay, now we're up over $200. And because I didn't pass the smog test, now I got to wait until I can pass the smog test. And then, of course, that costs me more money to redo the test, right? So that's another $50. And I got to try and register the car. And so AAA said, well, technically, you know, until you're ready to pass the smog test, you can pay us for the registration so you're not late on your registration fees, but we can't give you your sticker, your tags, until after you've driven enough miles to pass the smog test so that the oxygen sensor has been reset. And so that means what? Yeah, that means I can get pulled over no matter what, even though I've paid my fees. And then have to deal with the police on a regular basis telling me my car is not registered. And my car can't get registered because I bought a new battery. Yeah, apparently, like I said, I must be late to this party, but I really, you know, had no clue that purchasing a new battery requires you to, I guess, somehow drive a whole bunch of miles afterwards so that you can reset that oxygen sensor so that it can be read and you can pass a smog test and then you can register your car. Yeah, wow, right? That's crazy. I like I said, I don't know if you knew about this, if you're listening, if this is news to you like it was to me. But it was definitely news to me because I had no idea, seriously, no idea whatsoever, that purchasing a new battery could prevent me from passing a smog test. Yeah, you learn something new every day, and it apparently is an expensive learning lesson. So, okay, I gotta register my car at some point. Just go ahead and give over the money to AAA to try and register the car and keep driving the car and hope that eventually it resets the oxygen sensor so that I can pass the smog test. Ugh. You know, I can't get over it, but okay. It just seems that if it really is that difficult to pass a smog test after getting a new battery, that one, they would tell you before you purchase the new battery, by the way, you're not going to be able to pass the smog test. Two, DMV would have something in place at this point, since apparently I'm not the first person to encounter this learning lesson, that if you submit a receipt to your new battery and you've passed all the other aspects of the smog test, that you could pass the smog test if you can show proof that you got a new battery and that's why your oxygen sensor is not readable at this point because it needs to be reset by driving. I mean, you know, some people don't drive that much. They really don't. I, in particular, do not drive that much. I mean, I drive when I have to, but I am definitely not putting on 5,000 miles on my car in less than a year. Okay, I don't drive that much. So, yeah. I'm still just dumbfounded, I guess, that I didn't know this, because apparently, you know, I guess I should have known this. I don't know. I just know that at this point in time, yeah, if you're going to purchase a new battery for your car, you may want to take the smog test first. Okay, well, thanks for listening to me do my random rants on things that are just eating at my brain, but, you know, I do appreciate the fact that you listened. So thank you for listening to my podcast. Do feel free to, you know, subscribe, and I will be rambling again soon. Thanks. Bye for now.